Patient's name is Gypsy Cruel Jack. First name GYPSY. Last name KRULJAC. Date of birth is 3/28/1974. Date of service is 1/10/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness is 47-year-old female. Presents to the clinic complaining of COVID positive. Feels like she has a sinus infection. Has begun getting dizzy, headache, body aches. Patient states that she has had these symptoms for over a week and a half. Her husband took an at-home test on Tuesday and was positive. Patient took an at-home test yesterday, and she was positive as well. She did feel like she was starting to get better, but, you know, states that she got worse. So she wanted to be evaluated. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current meds were discussed with patient and are placed in chart. Medical history, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, surgical history, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, social history, denies drugs, admits to ETOH socially, and admits to smoking 3/4 pack day. ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 116 over 75, heart rate 96, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.4, O2 sat 96, and she weighs 205 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEENT. She does have some tenderness to her frontal, ethmoid, and maxillary sinuses. No erythema to the posterior pharynx, but bilateral tympanic membranes are intact. Neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations, even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gaze steady, and her skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, COVID positive, number 2, viral syndrome. Patient agrees to get a Rocephin Decadron shot in the office today. She does not wish to re-swab since she just took that positive at-home test yesterday. I did discuss with her the CDC guidelines regarding isolation and quarantine. Patient will take over-the-counter medications for symptom relief, and she'll be given a script of a Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack, as well as Bromfed. If she has any worsening of condition, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.